Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel.
And Rylan.
How is everyone doing? So we have been here in Utah, Salt Lake City, staying at Rylan's grandma's house.
Yes.
Which has been really sweet. Her grandma is the sweetest person on earth. We were staying here with Rylan's sister and her husband and their kids.
And my mom and dad.
And her mom and dad. So I was just like part of the family for a week.
And it was a full house.
Yeah, it was a full house. There's three kids. And they are rascals.
Yeah, they're crazy.
The two of them are rascals. One of them is like a newborn, so she doesn't do anything or say anything.
She's chill.
The other two are like running around. Tasmanian devils.
Juan also met pretty much all of my family because there was a wedding for one of my cousins.
Yeah.
And almost every single one of my mom's sisters and brothers was at the wedding.
Every member of the family. Yeah. And it was so cute because everybody watches our vlogs on YouTube and stuff. So they kept coming up to me without hearing each other say this. They would each individually say, "Hey, good to see you." And I would say, "Hey, nice to meet you." And they'd be like, "Oh yeah, I forgot that I have not met you. I feel like I know you because I watch all the vlogs."
Every single one.
It was so funny. I can't get over how just amazing everybody has been. Yeah, it's just been really pleasant. And I was nervous. Obviously, you're always going to be nervous to meet your significant other's family.
Yeah.
But I had no reason to be nervous. Everybody was just incredible.
Yeah.
But literally tomorrow at 5 p.m., we are getting on our flight finally to Tokyo.
Yes. I'm so freaking excited.
Yeah. It hasn't felt real because we've been doing
so
many other things before, like the wedding and flying to Utah and meeting everybody. But now we're like running last minute errands for our flight tomorrow. And we're like,
it's setting in.
Oh yeah. This is really happening. We are going to Tokyo, Japan. We have a 20-hour travel day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah. I'm just really excited and I can't wait to start vlogging from Tokyo and sharing this next adventure with everybody.
I'm so excited.
Anyways, let's get into today's topic, which was sent in to us again by Instagram DMs. By the way, you can always send us topics or episode suggestions through any of our social media accounts, or you can always email us at easygoingpod@gmail.com. And we also leave a submission prompt at the bottom of each episode on Spotify. So this person DM'd us a little while ago, actually. So sorry if this advice is coming too late. But we still wanted to cover it because we get different variations of this topic all the time. And it is one that really applies to us at this moment because we are leaving the country again. Anyways, here's what they said. "First of all, I just wanted to express how much I adore you both. I love listening to your podcasts on my way to work, all the way here in Australia, especially watching your YouTube videos. My question is a lot based on my situation right now. My boyfriend and I are moving to London, mostly for the experience and to travel. I was wondering how you both dealt with any of the stress and anxiety with moving across the world. We are both so excited and cannot wait, but leaving our friends and especially family is starting to hit me right in the feels."
We definitely feel you on this.
Yes. I want to start out by saying I know it feels weird because we always felt that same way before we got used to it, where it's like, why do I feel anything but excitement?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we tend to feel like if something's not feeling right, then my gut is telling me something, or maybe something's off.
Yeah.
But the honest truth is you have every right to feel anxious and sad to leave certain things behind.
Yeah, exactly, especially sad.
So it's a normal feeling what you're feeling, and it's very relatable for us. You know, we move obviously every couple of months and we stay somewhere long term, and we still to this day feel the same way that you're talking about. So we wanted to start out by saying that.
So in this episode, we wanted to get into the different types of anxieties that we face moving to a new country.
Yeah.
And also, you know, talk about how we ease this anxiety for the specific things that we stress about and all of that.
Yeah. Different solutions to kind of ease your mind about what you may be feeling.
Yes, exactly. So like this person mentioned, that leaving friends and family behind is what she's super anxious about. We wanted to start off there and talk about not being able to see friends and family physically and how that brings a lot of stress and anxiety to us as well.
Yeah, obviously this is always going to be tough because especially for those of us who this might be our first time leaving the country, or some people who haven't left the state in general, like that they grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them, it can be a very anxiety-inducing situation knowing, I'm leaving, let's just use, for example, Arizona, and I'm moving to wherever. And now I don't have my dad right across the street when I have a problem with my whatever, or I don't have my mom to go to if I'm feeling sad, or my sister, or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very jarring for a lot of people.
And it can make you feel very lonely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk a little bit about our solution to this. First of all, you can always call or FaceTime your family or your friends.
This was a big one for me when Juan and I, I don't know if I know English, but Juan and I lived apart. When he lived in New York and I lived in Los Angeles, we FaceTimed all the time, and this brought us so close. It was like we were together and we were having little dates together all the time.
Yeah.
And I felt like at times I was almost like right next to him.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's actually something that makes you feel closer. It's not like in person where there's so many different distractions, or you just like, it's a hi, bye as you walk into a room kind of thing.
Yeah.
You are dedicating time to talk to this person.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down face to face.
Yeah.
It feels sometimes more intimate and better in that way.
Yeah, and you're getting an emotional connection rather than like the physical one, which I think like can help expand your relationship, whether that be a real
friendship
or a family member. Because honestly, when you're on FaceTime with somebody, you're dedicating all of your time to them rather than being with somebody and like being on your phone or watching TV and being around them. You know, there's no, like Juan said, there's no distractions. You're kind of just setting aside that time to really be with each other.
Yeah. And bonus that I always think about is for those of you who are moving and it's a permanent thing.
Yeah.
You're now giving your family and friends a reason to come visit you in some new exciting place that maybe they wouldn't usually travel to.
Or
now you get to be the person that your family members are all like, you know, let's go visit them in Spain or wherever you live. And then when they come, you're like the person that shows them around.
And
it's this amazing, beautiful experience to get to share this new place with your family or your friends. And if it's not permanent and it's just a temporary thing, then now when you come back, if you stayed somewhere for 3 months, it's like you bring back different ideas
and memories,
exactly.
Things you've learned.
So then maybe you even get to be a motivating factor in their lives for them to go out and experience new things.
The next thing that makes us anxious and used to make me really anxious, especially when I was traveling alone, was will I make new friends?
Mm-hmm.
This one is scary, especially if you're traveling solo.
And you don't have a partner that you're moving with. Because obviously we don't face this one as much now because we have each other, but we still do face it in some ways because we have friend groups at home that we leave behind.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, we will crave that social aspect.
Yes.
And I just want to say, you know, the solution to this one is that it's really helpful to look at this as a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is a lot of times with old friends or friends that you grew up with, you don't even realize you're doing it, but you are kind of muting yourself or stunting your own growth because you're trying to maintain what your relationship has always been.
Yeah.
So you're holding back on different parts of yourself that might be growing in the background, or
you're like hiding things that you've changed about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in a new place with a completely new start and there's no preconceived notion of who you are with all these people that you are meeting in this new place, then you have no reason to try and live up to any expectation. You will discover so many new things about yourself. And it's so true in my case, at least.
That leads me to the next anxiety that we've wrote down, which is, will I lose my friendships or will people love me less while I'm gone? I used to struggle with this so much at the beginning of like me starting to travel. I used to always be like, oh, all my friends are gonna
move on.
Yeah. And like their friendship is gonna grow without me. And then like when I get back, they're not gonna care about me anymore, or they're gonna forget about me, or they're gonna move on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to come to the understanding that the friends that would leave you or forget about you aren't really the type of friends that you wanna have around anyways.
Yeah. The type of friend that would just abandon you if you're not in immediately serving them is someone who, let's say, when you meet a significant other and start having to invest time in them,
mm-hmm.
that person would abandon you. Or when you get married or have kids or any, I mean, you're just going to have to always be right around just to maintain this friendship. Then that's not a real friendship. So why are you even stressing yourself about that type of friendship? It's valid, but you'll see in due time that it's actually a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something to be scared of. So another common anxiety with moving to a new place or staying there for an extended period of time is that you don't know if you will have everything that you need and the luxuries that you're used to in a place that you are familiar with, such as leaving your usual food spots or different styles of living or, you know, even for us, like almost every time that we go to Europe, we have to prepare ourselves for the reality that we are not going to have
any air conditioning.
And a lot of times we go there in the summer because that's when modeling correlates with that. So it's hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get home after walking 30 minutes and the room is hotter inside than it is on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And you are like, why?
Sweating bullets.
Did I do this to myself?
Like when we were in Paris during the heat wave, I was like, oh, I really wish
I had air conditioning.
I had air conditioning or a giant freezer that I could lay in.
So the solution here is understanding that this is a part of the experience.
Yeah.
And you actually get the privilege of learning and understanding how other cultures live.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you actually end up not even missing certain luxuries or realizing that you don't need certain things. You actually like other things or other ways of living.
Exactly. I think even with like the air conditioning, when we went back to America after living in Paris for the Italy and Paris for the 2-3 months.
Yeah.
I remember being like, why is my house this cold? Like, can we turn the air conditioning off? Like, what's going on? And we are from Arizona where it's like extremely hot in August and September. And that's when we got home. And I just remember being like, why is it so cold? Air conditioning is too cold.
I, for example, think about how much I fell in love with walking everywhere taking public transport instead of having to have a car, take an Uber. We come back to America sometimes and we're like hanging out with someone and we're like, oh, we can just walk there. It's like a 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
And people are like, what?
Yeah.
You mean walk.
And also not even that, like walking on the streets in America is so disturbing. Just like really kind of scary. It's just so open and
It's not built for walking.
No.
And
it's
also
built for cars.
Yeah. Sure. You have to deal with traffic.
Yeah.
You have to deal with parking. You have to deal with car payments. You have to deal with gas.
Yeah.
All this stuff that coming back to America, I'm like, why did I live my whole life not walking everywhere?
The next one that gives us, well, me, a lot of anxiety is the thought of having like a medical issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of stress about this when I'm going to places.
Yeah, she really does.
I don't know why, but anyways, the solution that I've kind of learned through experiences is that almost everywhere will have what you need, whether that be a doctor or a dentist or medical attention, you know, that's
It's not almost everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Has something.
Everywhere.
They need to.
Also, a great thing to do before you go somewhere that helps ease my stress and anxiety a lot is getting travel insurance, which is really important. You should do that no matter what.
Some places actually require it. Like when we went to Thailand for 3 months, we were required legally to have travel insurance.
Yep.
And it covered a lot, like a surprising amount. For 3 months in Thailand,
it's like $100 for like $2 million worth of expenses.
Coverage.
Yeah.
So if you were to have any sort of medical emergency, you would be covered. And that if that is something you are worried about a lot, or even just in general, I think it's a good idea to have, especially if you're going to be somewhere longer term.
Oh, yeah.
She stresses a lot about her teeth.
Yeah. So basically, my dentist told me and has told me for a few years now that two of my teeth have short roots, which means that
they're
at risk of just falling out. So I stress about this a lot. And what's really put me at ease with this whole thing is even when we were in Paris, I just look up like dentists or orthodontists or things nearby, and pretty much everywhere has really good dentists and orthodontists. And if you're out of America, I'm sure it's even cheaper than you would expect.
Yeah. So just don't stress, you know, be careful and stuff. And the travel insurance definitely helps ease that. But there's no reason to feel like that's a thing that needs to hold you back from going somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
So one that I want to talk about now is the anxiety of being unfamiliar with the food where you are going, which is a complaint or worry that I hear sometimes. And the solution here is that you just need to embrace this culture's food that you are about to go experience. You know, you're going to probably miss certain things from home, but one of our favorite things about traveling and stuff is that we have gotten to experience so many different types of cuisine.
Yeah.
And obviously, us being from America, I would say America doesn't have a really strong
great cuisine.
Food presence. I mean, other than just doing other places' foods really well.
We have In-N-Out, which is, I mean, top of the line.
We do miss In-N-Out and Cane's sometimes.
Yes.
But it's a valid reason to be anxious, like, oh, what if I don't like or find something that I like?
Yeah, and also you have like your comfort foods at home, which can be hard to like leave behind.
That's part of the excitement.
Yeah.
Is you're going to be exposed to new things. You're going to get to go out and find a new cafe, find a new favorite lunch spot. You will find it.
We always found our spots and then we'd go just over and over and over again.
Until we run it into the ground.
Yeah, and we still just, I always crave everywhere. Every one of our spots in different places, I'm always like, oh, I wish I could have that right now.
I know. We always think about Baby Chino in Thailand.
Yeah, or Nice and Easy in Greece.
Or Cafe Moco in Paris.
Yeah, we have our spots.
Yeah, you'll find your spots.
Oh, Miss
Miss Cousy.
Sorry, I had to add that.
Don't stress about this one.
Yeah. The next anxiety that we get, and that is very common, I think, is not knowing how to take public transport or being scared that you're going to get lost or not know how to get around.
Yeah.
When I got to Milan for the first time ever being there, my agency just dropped me off at where I was staying and I could not figure out the metro at all. And I remember just like ever since that time, I always had anxiety about like, I need to figure out the public transport before I go there. So the solution to this is researching what type of transportation the place that you're going has. And, you know, this helps reduce my anxiety a lot.
And when you do get to the place, you should look into like, because sometimes I know that, for example, when we were in London, we spent the whole time buying like passes each time.
Yes, like weekly passes.
Like weekly passes. And then somebody at the end were like, hey, you know, you can buy this type of card that you just refill that's like literally a third of the price of what you've been paying every week.
Yes, it was
so London. Research when you get there, what is the like local package deal for people that use public transport every day?
Yeah, and that can help save a lot of money.
I do want to say, research what their apps are. They aren't going to all have Uber, for example.
Yeah, like in Thailand, there was Grab, which was a similar thing to Uber, but it was like kind of like a taxi service app.
Even in Europe, there's like, you can probably still use Uber most places, but some places it's
Bolt.
Actually very expensive.
Yeah, oh, Uber's very expensive.
Or there's a different version that has more drivers or it's cheaper. Yeah. So look into that. And then that also applies to like Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever. There's this amazing life-saving app called City Mapper.
Yes.
Which, when we found it, our whole lives changed.
City Mapper's the best.
So in almost any international and major city will have City Mapper in their city. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like the most detailed instructions on how to get anywhere in the city.
So the next thing that brings us a lot of anxiety, me personally, and I think is a common one, is language barriers. This gives me a lot of anxiety because I hate assuming that people know English.
Wherever you go.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, Americans are so annoying in a lot of people's eyes because we assume that like everybody speaks English.
Yeah, that they all have to cater to us wherever we go, and they have to like find a way to communicate to us.
Exactly. And knowing that, I put a lot of pressure on myself to
not be that.
Yeah, exactly. Not be that. So I always feel bad to put people in the position where they have to cater to me or speak English. Mm-hmm. So instead of like what helps me in this situation is putting the ball in their court and kind of being like, hey, do you speak English? And if they want to speak English to me, then they can. Or if they don't speak English, then that's okay too.
They can direct you to someone who does or whatever.
Exactly.
Instead of just opening the conversation being like, oh, blah, I want blah, blah, this. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then when they're like, what? Some Americans you see will get frustrated.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you frustrated? You're in their country
where they don't speak English as a first language.
Yeah. So stop expecting that.
So I always just expect that they don't speak English, and then I ask first, and assuming that they don't makes me feel like better because then I'm not pressuring them to speak English or whatever.
Yeah, but you're kind of speaking from the perspective of someone being anxious about it because they don't want to make other people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But for those of you who are anxious about it because you're like actually worried you won't be able to communicate.
Yeah.
I feel that sometimes. I definitely felt it my first time going to Asia because I knew like there's a good chance a lot of people won't speak English.
Yeah.
First of all, it turns out I was wrong. We were in Thailand and so many people spoke English.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm assuming anybody listening to this podcast speaks English because otherwise you're just hearing gibberish right now. So if that is true, then you can rest assured that most major cities are going to have something to help English speakers because there's just a lot of tourism from English speakers. So they have to accommodate that in some way. And as long as you navigate it in a way where you're not rude, you're not expecting anything, you're not going to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Also, always, you can always do Google Translate on your phone, have it written out for you.
And we then had to do that in Milan, remember?
Yeah.
With the doorman.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. You write it out and it'll translate it in writing and then you can just show it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can have a hard conversation that way.
Yeah.
But you will find some solution. Like, it's a very globalized world we live in, and they accommodate people of all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be as big of a problem as you probably think. And so the next one that I want to speak about is the anxiety of feeling unsafe and worrying about whether you'll feel safe or not, where you end up. And for those of you who are worrying about this, I would say, first of all, that's good that you're worrying about that. It's good that you're thinking about that. A lot of times people just go somewhere without even thinking about like what area they're going in or it might be a cheap hostel you're staying in, and great, you're saving money, but you're staying in the middle of freaking the scariest place in the city where nobody that's local would dare go into.
Yes.
So, you know, I would say always, whether you're anxious about this or not, whether you're someone who's like, oh, I can protect myself or whatever, I would say it's always worth it to research the area of whatever accommodation you're staying in and look at how safe is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there maybe a safer option that's a little bit more expensive?
Yeah, and it's always worth it to spend a little bit more
or
spend a little extra to be in a safer area, to feel safer.
Yeah, we have seen some amazing prices on Airbnbs before in places that we looked up, and they're like, the chances of being stabbed are 1 in 22, so do with that what you will.
Yeah.
So we would say, I mean, we've spent almost double the price sometimes just to stay in a more safe environment.
Yes.
And I've never regretted that decision.
No, never.
Because guess what? We've never had anything happen to us in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep it that way. So if it just costs me an extra couple hundred, then I'll pick the safer spot. But
exactly.
In general, I would say a lot of these places, a lot of these major cities, you know, if you were to research New York, how dangerous is New York? It's very dangerous on paper, statistics wise.
Yeah.
And yet I never felt too much in danger while I was living there.
Yeah.
So it's probably not as bad as it seems. Just be aware of, like, don't be wearing super flashy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Don't look like a tourist.
Yeah, don't look like an easy target, and you'll be fine. We both traveled, you know, obviously a lot, and we have never faced anything like that, really.
Mm-hmm. Finally, this is probably the most obvious one, but the anxiety of getting homesick.
Yeah.
Obviously, we get this we even get this about places that we've traveled to that aren't home, that I'm like, oh, I miss Bangkok so much. I'm homesick of my second home. But yeah, I mean, just understand that, you know, you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone when you're traveling somewhere new. Obviously, you will have growing pains. But when you push past that, there's so much growth and there's so much like strength on the other side.
Yes.
You come out as a new person.
Exactly. It's like that saying goes, I don't know who said it, but they say everything good in life is on the other side of discomfort. And I love that saying.
Yeah.
Anything that we've ever done where we were really nervous to do it before we did it.
Yeah.
Or we were like debating not doing it, but we pushed ourselves, has always led to something magical on the other side, whether it was directly what we wanted it to be.
Yes.
Or something different that we didn't expect, but like a lesson in life or growing as a person or finding new confidence inside yourself that you can handle different situations.
Like now I feel like anywhere I travel to, I have the confidence to figure out that place and I know how to get from point A to point B. Like I really have a strong confidence in that.
Yeah.
And a strong confidence in being able to communicate to people through just body language and different things that, you know, I never would have learned before traveling.
Exactly. The amount of self-confidence that we both have as a result of these experiences is something that we will carry for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
And for example, like when we're headed to Tokyo tomorrow, we're figuring a lot of these things out last minute.
Yeah.
But we always know in the back of our minds, we can handle ourselves.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. That translates to a lot of different parts of my life.
Exactly. Yeah. It just gives you an overall sense of confidence. And even like if you end up going somewhere and maybe you don't like the place, you end up just being like there for a month and you end up not really liking it. You know what? You still grew and you still have a sense of that confidence and you've learned something. I think that you should always go into something as being like, okay, maybe I will be homesick and maybe I won't like the place ever and it won't grow on me. But you know what? I'm learning so much and I'm going to take a lot of memories from this place, whether that be good or bad. It all shapes you at the end of the day.
So with that being said, thank you so much for this episode topic. We always love talking about things that you guys want to hear from us. So we want to remind you again that you can always submit episode topic suggestions or ask us questions or just say hi by emailing us at easygoingpod@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us on any of our social media platforms. We always try to respond to everything on those. And we also leave a submission box at the bottom of each Spotify episode for you to submit those things as well.
Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to give us a 5-star review.
Yes, we are currently approaching 400 5-star reviews on Spotify, and we would love to hit that goal. So we appreciate each and every one of you who has ever left us a review. And we especially appreciate those of you who have taken the time to write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
We actually have a new one that we would love to read on here and thank. So here's what it says. Juan Marcel and Rylan are a pleasure to witness. What you choose to share with your following on your platforms is always real, and it's evident that you both strongly desire to create value. It's so refreshing to see your love and passion continuously. I really respect you both, what you create, and I only hope for a journey that remains authentic and fulfilling for you.
So sweet.
Wow. I mean, that's one of the best ones we've ever read.
Yeah, so nice.
I mean, so heartfelt and words that we obviously always want to hear, which is that you can tell how much effort we put into creating value for you guys. That's always at the top of our minds.
Yeah.
And we love and appreciate you so much. So thank you for writing that and for the 5-star review. And we just wanted to read that publicly and thank you publicly so you all know that we always read these and we always appreciate the words that you write to us. So thank you, all of you.
And as always, we love you guys and we appreciate you guys so, so much.
And we will talk to you next week from Tokyo.
Bye.